Dinao, how hard is it for young people to find employment in Lesotho?
It is extremely hard because most of us are getting educated. Life is changing now, and right after university, some of us spend up to 5 years without working. But we are trying. It's because I think the problem is we are trained to be employed, not to self-employ ourselves. It's not we are not ready to maybe start something on our own, or maybe okay, let me talk about businesses, because most of us do law, we read law, we do education, but for education it's easy to get a job because every year there's a new school which is built, and because children there are many children, and they go to school because now school is compulsory in Lesotho. We have something which is called free primary education. So people go to school in Lesotho now, and being a teacher is easy, but we cannot all be teachers in the country. There has to be accountants, lawyers, scientists, engineers, like that. But it's very hard to find a job in Lesotho. Very hard.
Okay. How do you think that compares to Reunion Island? Because there's lots of unemployment in Reunion Island as well, no?
I have heard that here there's that crisis of unemployment, but it's better because I hear they are giving allowance. There's an allowance for people who don't work, but in Lesotho it's different. You don't work, you don't get anything. No work, no pay.
Andrew, how do you think that compares to North Carolina?
North Carolina has also been affected by the economic crisis, as most of the world has. But overall, North Carolina is becoming a fairly prosperous state. A lot of people are moving to North Carolina to find jobs. So I think there are other parts of the United States that are worse off than North Carolina. But still, for young people, really anywhere right now, it's difficult to find a job.
What do you think could be done about this problem? Or do you think that there is anything that could be done to help?
One thing that could be done is, well, first, just we need to give the economy some time to recover, because the economy goes in cycles and it starts high and then it's low in a recession, and then it comes out of the recession, hopefully. I think we just need better leadership from our government to help make better economic policies.